With the sesquicentennial of the American Civil War serving as a prompt, the University at Buffalo Humanities Institute presents Civil Wars, Narrating Horror and Hope. Open to the public and starting Friday at UB Center for Tomorrow, the two-day conference will certainly touch upon aspects of the war between the states, but it aims for a larger conversation, one that examines violent conflicts around the world and their lasting impact on humanity. Organizing the event is UB Associate Professor of History, Carol Emberton.
I think what the Humanities Institute at UB has been able to do is really create a space, an intellectual space for scholars across the disciplines to come together and share their work and interact with a broader audience, a broader public.
Speakers will travel to UB this weekend from institutions like Yale, Johns Hopkins, Duke, and share their expertise from a wide spectrum of intellectual disciplines, history, literature, anthropology. One presenter, sociologist Nicole Fox, brings a wealth of knowledge from her research on the genocide in Rwanda, where 20 years ago, an estimated 800,000 people were killed in just 100 days.
But I think people are also really curious about what Rwanda is like now. And okay. So when I tell them, I feel completely safe doing my research there, and that there's beautiful sidewalks and internet and all of these things that, all these developments that Rwanda has put effort into since the violence, people are really surprised. I think it's really hard to hear these stories. And it's hard for me to hear them. But I think that it's important sometimes to hear, to bear witness to some of these atrocities, even though they're so difficult to digest and understand.
These are all academics. They're all very well-known, renowned scholars. But I also know, because I've seen several of them speak in various forums before, they're wonderful speakers, and they tell great stories.
Chris With a goal Abani, of reaching a larger, more general audience, Carol Emberton is confident the invited speakers will create lively, compelling discussions.
These are not only accomplished scholars, they're also accomplished teachers. So they're used to to talking to people and relating their information to a broader audience, and they're good at it. They're good at what they do.
Every day, all of us here, we're building gods that have gone rampant. And it's time we started knocking them down.
Appearing at UB this weekend is Chris Abani. An expert storyteller, this particular piece, pulled from a TED conference, has been viewed over 600,000 times.
She never would have thought of herself as a feminist, my mother, but she always used to say, anything a man can do, I can fix.
Chris Abani is not a stand-up comic. Having spent three tours in Nigerian prisons, including a stint on death row for providing a critical opposition voice, Abani has transformed his torturous experience into becoming a successful poet, novelist, and speaker. He will read from his latest work at Hall Walls Friday night. He'll also serve as a panelist Saturday morning at the Center for Tomorrow. It's part of an ambitious schedule of discussions that Carol Emberton hopes will attract a general, curious audience.
At some level, right, these are very, very personal stories. So I think that, you know, whether or not you know much about civil wars historically, you know much about the American Civil War, have any interest in that, is sort of beside the point. Because what we are really sort of trying to get at the heart of are at the human, the individual stories behind these sort of larger, in many instances, sort of massive, sort of global, you know, sort of political conflicts.
The reality is that many of these stories are often overlooked. In researching the genocide in Rwanda, Nicole Fox points out the public missed much of what was happening at a time when the news was dominated by names like Tanya Harding and O.J. Simpson.
But thinking about kind of narration, I think that what we can get from Rwanda is that how we narrate the past matters. And we know that from the Civil War, too. How we narrate the past really structures the future. It structures how we think about policy and who gets care and who deserves care.
Stories matter. They most certainly matter to those willing to listen, to learn, to understand.
So the title of the conference is Civil Wars, Narrating Horror and Hope. It's going to be Friday, March 28th, and Saturday, March 29th at the University of Buffalo North Campus at the Center for Tomorrow. Although Chris Abani's public reading is going to be at Hall Walls on Friday night at 8 p.m., and there's a open reception, a wine and cheese reception, beginning at 7:30 before his 8 p.m. reading. The public is invited to any and all of the panels and events. And if you want to find out more about the conference, you can go to ubcivilwars.wordpress.com.
Free?
Yes, it's absolutely free.
Wow. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.